How to reduce stress. Good morning. Today, we look at how to reduce stress. As you all know, life always has stresses, things which are causing us stress, and living without stress is virtually impossible. So, if we have to live with stress, we may as well find out more about what it is, how we can deal with it, and so on. What is stress, then? The term was originally used in physics to describe the force exerted between two touching bodies. It was strictly a term describing a physical reaction. Then, in the 1930s, a doctor named Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, first used this term to describe a human's reaction to a demand placed on it, pleasant or not. And he included in this response things like accelerated breathing, accelerated heart rate, increased blood pressure, muscle tension, and so on. Now, please notice that I said that stress can be pleasant or not. This response can also be pleasant or not, and stress can be both negative and positive. Let's take a look at positive stress. Positive stress occurs in a life situation towards which one feels positively. Things like Christmas or getting married are usually positive events, but still stressful nonetheless. Another example is that pressure in a job can give some people incentive to work and excitement, but it still is stress. Negative stress is what most of us think of when we think of stress. And negative stress occurs, logically enough, in situations towards which one feels negatively. And those examples could be test-taking, a friend's death, and so on. But here, a thing to remember is that stress in itself is not hazardous. Rather, the danger is in the individual's reaction to the stress. So, psychologists have found that if we develop appropriate ways to cope with stressful situations, individuals can reduce the physiological harm which is caused by stress, or which can be caused by stress. And that's what I want to talk a bit about today. What are these appropriate ways to deal with stress? How to minimize any negative reactions? The first thing that most psychologists suggest is to learn to recognize your own stress signals. We all have different types of stress signals, but individuals should monitor themselves for stress signals so that they can focus on minimizing or acknowledging the stress before it gets out of control. And common early signs for many people include irritability, insomnia, weight loss or even weight gain, smoking, drinking, increases in small errors, all kinds of things that people get which could be an early signal of stress.